Thomas More Prep Marion is preparing for their production of Crucible this coming weekend. Drama director Travis Grizzell talks to us about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you about it because you are putting on a production this year of The Crucible, which is just one of my favorite all-time plays. You want to just tell us a little bit about how the production is going and give us some details?
Yeah, you bet. This is actually my second time directing The Crucible here at TMP Marion. And things are a lot different this time around. Of course, we have different kids, different casts, but we actually started this last spring. And when we went to remote learning, everything else kind of shut down as well, including the play. So this thing has been kind of sitting there for a while. And all things considered, we usually do a musical in the fall. We thought a play would be a lot easier and safer to stage. So we had this one almost to dress rehearsals when we left off, and we blew the dust off, got the kids back in here, and we're finally getting it done.
Excellent. You know, for those that aren't familiar, what is The Crucible about?
So it is a partially fictionalized, based on true events, retelling of the Salem witch trials. And it was written at a time where the McCarthyism and communist allegations were going pretty wild, and the author himself was implicated. And he wrote this as a bit of an allegory and kind of a cautionary tale for it's remained quite relevant through all times about the consequences of your action and falsely implicating people.
Very cool. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but hasn't the original play, the Miller, hasn't that been turned into some films as well?
Yeah, it was adapted into a film version, and Arthur Miller actually wrote the screenplay for that. So there's a lot of extra context and things in the film medium that he wasn't able to do with the stage play. He had a very large hand in that. So it's one of those rare cases that if you watch the film version, you're still getting the viewpoint of the original author.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know that. But it's better live, especially with students. I think this particular story is so compelling for especially high school age children, and to see them kind of adapt and make the story come to life is just, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's very relatable. The kids always, I was actually approached by the students last spring. Hey, Grizzell, what are we doing for a play? Have you seen The Crucible? There's a new version out and all this. And the juniors always study it here at TMP and most other schools. And it resonates because the ones that drive the action are their age. They're teenagers that in that awkward stage of trying to gain responsibility as an adult, a lot of them do the wrong thing. So it resonates with them. It's very dramatic. And it's one of the few opportunities we get to do some quote-unquote legit theater in a high school setting.
Yeah. So let's talk specifics on actually how you're putting this on with COVID pandemic currently raging through Hayes. You know, what kind of precautions have you had to take to just even get ready for this thing?
Yeah, the first thing we looked at, we looked at the staging of it, the blocking. We spread everything out. We redesigned the set a little bit. This is a very minimalist show compared to what we usually do here. And it tends to be a very intimate and physical show if done traditionally, with the grabbing of people, forcing people, the tender moments between John and Elizabeth. We spread that all out. We've spaced everything. The kids will be performing in masks for the entire show. The audience is, of course, required to wear masks, and we've spaced out the seating every other row, seats on each side of cohabitating parties, and laterally we've staggered the rows of seating. So we're not going to be anywhere near even half capacity for these shows, but I'm actually working right now on a streaming option that we'll have available for people that can remote in and still view the show. And if you want to attend one of the live performances, we do have a place for you here. So safety precautions, just like our normal school day, and a few more for this very unique year of theater.
Awesome. Is there any cost associated with this if you wanted to go see a show?
Yeah, the tickets are $8. They're $8 at the door. They're $8 via streaming, via very private or very generous private donation to keep the streaming costs the same, so not as to disincentivize the streaming portion. So if you want to watch a remote at home or here, it's $8.
Okay. And what do those funds go towards? Does that keep the drama productions flowing?
Yeah, they go to the drama department into that budget, and it's a shared budget from the drama and musical. So we always hope for good ticket sales. We're very blessed here to to be able to perform two shows a year, one play and one musical. So if you can, I encourage everyone to either log on or walk in and watch a very good high school drama.
Awesome. Where can I get those tickets?
So you can reserve them online, and then we'll seat you accordingly at the door via the TMP website, tmp-m.org, and we'll have some streaming details up on that website as well, or you can, as usual, purchase your tickets at the door.
Okay. Well, Travis, I think we've kind of went through the details here. Anything else you think folks might want to know about this production of The Crucible?
Yeah, we open Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Saturday, we have another show, November 7th at 7 p.m. And then our Sunday matinee on November 8th is 2 o'clock. It is pretty heavy showing of theater drama. Not something you probably want to bring the little kids to, but we do hope to get as many people as we can to see The Crucible.